Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
And Bonnie.
Joa. We've got other things to discuss tonight. If you're just tuning in, we have already talked about the death of some of the cannabis bills here in New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Senate killed them earlier today. Bureaucrats committing suicide. The Central African Republic making Bitcoin legal tender. You can also bring up anything you want. Bonnie, I know that you wanted to discuss student loans. We're going to get into that coming up. But first, Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Sarah?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. So we made the national news. Menthol cigarettes are going to become illegal.
You made the national news?
Well, it was on the TV. I do have a TV.
But you said we made the national news.
Oh, I did it again. I have brain damage. I have head injury.
Oh, so,
well,
okay.
I mean we as in the government. You know,
the government.
Country.
Well, you do believe that you are the government, right?
Well, I mean, I'm a part of it. I live here and I vote here. I influence
the
politics.
You love the government. So, I mean, you might as well just be the government. You wish you could be, you know, would you like to be the president?
Well, I don't know about all that, but
sounds
I think
like a lot of work.
I had an influence on the cigarette issue.
Did
and
you?
I rant and raved about the cigarette problems on this station. Barry. That's why I say we did it. And the thing is
what
that
did you do?
Well, I brought up the cigarettes are torturing me at the bus stop. They're a nuisance.
Yeah, and you'd rather smell Marlboro Reds than like some menthols. Like, I don't really get how that helps you.
Well, the thing is that the menthols are awful, more awful. They put more chemicals on it. That's how it feels to me. But the thing is that it affects the African Americans and the young people. They're more addicted to menthols. That's what they're claiming. So it's a form of their cigarette companies out to genocide, kill off the black people.
Don't you think that this is actually discrimination against blacks? I mean, blacks are saying they prefer to smoke menthols, and now the government's saying we're going to make that a crime.
Yeah,
well, I think it's the black community that are upset and against the
The black community is no such thing. There are individuals. There are only individual blacks. So there are individual blacks who smoke cigarettes, and then there are individual blacks who do not smoke cigarettes.
Well, they're people, and I don't think it's nice to just call people blacks. I don't like being called a white.
Sarah, are you black, or are you just representing black people?
No, but I am not, but I'm a minority, and it turns out that there was an African American lady on TBS or something that was talking about that their community is the one that's suffering. That's what she spoke against about, and that's their form of killing
off the black people. So prohibition is going to help them?
And that's just one lady, Sarah. That's not a lady who represents the black community.
Do you know what happened the first time they did prohibition?
But it's not about not the drinking. I mean,
that's what I'm asking you about. Do you know what happened the first time they prohibited drinking?
Well, they made their own bootlegging or moonshine.
Dangerous, possibly. Yeah, they did. They made their own dangerous bootleg liquor. And
did she say bootlicking?
I don't know, but she certainly likes that.
Oh, okay, I see.
So, Sarah, they made illegal liquor, and you know what the police did about it?
What did they do?
They arrested people, and they killed people, and put people in prison cells.
It's kind of interesting that the police are going after a type of cigarette that statistically, we've had this conversation come up on FTL before, and statistically it looks like it is true that black people prefer menthol cigarettes. So it's interesting that the government wants to go after a preference that is more likely to be made by a black person. It just sounds to me like they wanted a better reason to round them up and put them in jail. It doesn't sound to me like the cigarette companies are targeting black people by just offering a type of cigarette. It sounds more to me like the government is like, oh, that's the type of cigarette that black people are more likely to buy. Let's have another reason to arrest them whenever we pull them over on the side of the road.
Yep. Sir, as a ginger minority myself, I prefer reds, okay? And if you were to try to ban reds tomorrow, we would fight back. And you don't represent
me.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, I'm an individual. I represent myself. But if you want to start, like, representing whole groups of people, well, as a ginger minority, I'm highly offended by that. Actually, we're probably the smallest minority, so we're the most minor of the minorities.
What the reds? What do you mean the reds?
Well, if you try to ban the reds on me,
Marlboro Reds,
we'll have a problem.
You talking about red cigarettes?
Yeah. How dare you try to ban my reds?
Okay. Well, it seems like you guys are okay. It's the menthols that they're going after.
Well, I like menthols too, but I prefer reds first.
We're okay. They're going to be going after black people, right, Sarah? That's how they're going to help them, by throwing them into a jail cell.
How they do it, as long as it's legal.
Let me tell you, that's how they do it. If you break the law, they put you in a jail cell. And if you don't want to go to the jail cell, they put a gun to your head.
Well, they're not going to have anything to make. They're not going to, what are they going to do, make illegal menthol cigarettes?
Yes.
In the basement of
yes.
the home?
If they don't make them, they'll import them from China or somewhere else where they are still made.
Or like
they'll
over the border in Arizona or Texas.
Or just the fact that there's a high tax on cigarettes, and you have Eric Garner selling individual cigarettes on New York streets, and then he gets choked out and killed. Do you support that? Because that's he was selling cigarettes illegally.
I was going to ask her that. Good question. Sarah, do you know what he's talking about?
Well, he is supporting suffocation of people.
So he deserves to be suffocated.
He's not supporting anything. All he was doing was selling. That means he was offering a product. Somebody could voluntarily give him money, and he would give them the product. That doesn't mean that he is, you know, forcing something on people. People should be free to smoke cigarettes if they want to.
Those people could have walked into the nearby cigarette store and bought a whole pack of the cigarettes. Right. He was selling them singly. So he was selling one cigarette at a time instead of a whole pack at a time. And you're saying, Sarah, that he should have been killed for that?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that he should be been killed for it, but he was exploding. How much do you think he was? He was jacking up the price.
Who cares?
One cigarette,
he has
probably
a right
charging
to do that.
$1.
If he was exploiting people and they could have gotten a better price, they would have just walked into another store and gotten a better price.
They don't have to buy it from the guy in the street.
So what is he doing? That's illegal. It's illegal to be selling stuff that suffocates you.
Should it be illegal cheeseburgers be illegal?
They weren't illegal because they were cigarettes. They were illegal because he was reselling them individually and he didn't have a license. Mm. That doesn't mean somebody gets to go up to him and choke him to death and kill him.
Well, that's how it wound it up. That's what he
because of people like you, Sarah. Rant and rave to the government and say, I want you to go after these people because they're doing something I don't like that's literally harming no one else.
And guess what? It's going to happen more now, specifically to other black people. Eric Garner was a black man, by the way. It's going to happen to other black people who import menthol cigarettes and go and sell menthols on the streets because now it's going to be a prohibited product, just like cocaine, just like crack, just like, you know, cannabis, you name it. It's going to be in the underground black market, and these people are going to be selling them, and cops are going to be arresting them. They're going to be shooting
them. What if some scientists came out with a paper that said these essential oils you used to sell were dangerous, and so the cops made it illegal. They found out that you had been selling those, and they choked you to death. Would that be fine because they made it illegal?
Well, I mean, that doctor, you know, that's telling a lie. That's making a conjured up lies. Well, the cigarettes have been known to kill people. It's been documented.
Actually, I've been learning a lot recently about how bad essential oils actually are for you. Like, you would never encounter a concentrated amount of oil like that in the wild, and actually they're really not that good for you.
Well, there are different...
Well, the cigarettes, the menthol has always been hurting me. It's been irritating more by smelling those from secondhand smoke.
Have you ever tried walking away?
Me.
Have you ever tried walking away?
Well, you know something? I stand so far away, I miss the bus. I try not to talk to them or get confrontation.
Have you ever asked them?
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's saying she never talked to them. That was the next thing I was going to ask. Like, yeah. Have you ever asked
coward.
Them to plainly not?
She's
like,
a coward.
Be she, nice.
She'd rather
know?
Go to the government and have
right.
them use violence.
Of course.
Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. I appreciate her calling in about it because, honestly, I had not heard the news, and it is breaking as of today. The Associated Press says the FDA is going to outlaw menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well on the new prohibition.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us. Talking about a new ban, a new prohibition. U.S. government, federal Food and Drug Administration, FDA, is now going to be getting rid of menthol. No more menthol cigarettes, no more flavored cigars.
Oh, that was... that was nationwide? I thought that
nationwide.
Was in New Mexico the whole time Sarah was talking about. Wow.
No, nationwide.
Wow.
We'll tell you more about it coming up here tonight. It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Joa.
And again, the phones are open at 603-283-6160. We're going to them where Major Payne is on the line here to start things out in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call, Ian.
Yes, sir.
I'm sad to hear they've got your ankle shackled. I didn't know you had gone that far into it.
Oh, yeah. No, I've had an ankle monitor on for the last 11 months since I got out of jail.
Be glad you popped up from that tour with the Tiny Bowl Man. A lot of us don't come up from that.
Tiny Bowl Man?
Yeah, what, you remember the Tiny Bowl Man, the old commercial back in the day?
Nope.
He was a little dude that advertised those blue things that they put in the toilet to pretty your tank.
Hmm.
And he'd swim around in your toilet bowl in the motorboat.
Huh. No, I remember Mr. Clean, but I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah, check out Tiny Bowl Man. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I made inferences of that many times. If you go for a ride with a Tiny Bowl Man, you might not come back.
I got you.
It's a goldfish ride, you know.
What else you got, Major? What about it?
Well, as far as Sarah was talking about the menthol,
yeah,
I used to smoke menthol cigarettes. I mean, I've been smoking cigarettes for, almost 50 years now.
Wow.
But I went to Reds, but menthol is a separate addiction. It does have a, I don't know, I can't describe it.
I mean, it just tastes so much better. Like, I don't like smoking cigarettes anymore, but when I did, I definitely smoked the most menthol-y ones possible, because anytime somebody, like, handed me a Marlboro Red or something I didn't know, it's like poison compared to a menthol.
Well, menthol eucalyptus is a plant, and they've tried to screw us out of everything that's good for us, so this wouldn't surprise me if this had beneficial factors. Anyway...
I wouldn't go so far as to say you're going to get a benefit from smoking cigarettes.
I'm sure they use artificial crap.
No, but. I'm talking about the properties of the eucalyptus plant.
Gotcha.
They want to ban whatever we might be able to use for our own benefit. But as far as you being with your ankle shackled, did you ever get a medical clearance so you could enjoy some greenery?
Actually, I do have a medical card in New Hampshire that I got last year in August, but my attorney has not put that in front of the judge, so I don't have any permission to actually use it from the bail system or from the probation system. So basically, it's useless to me. But I do technically have that card. I got it for PTSD actually from the raid.
Well, it's terrible. The more greenery you got with dead men's faces on, the more happier you're going to be, it seems like.
Thank you, Major Payne, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The Associated Press reporting here that the U.S. government gang today released their long-awaited plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars, citing the toll on black smokers and young people.
And that's just so condescending. Like, I feel like if I was black, I'd be like, whether I smoked menthol cigarettes or not, I feel like I would be like... That's really condescending that they think, oh, they're saving black people from smoking these, as if black people can't make their own choices.
Yeah, and they'll come back after they pass these, like, laws to help black people. Like, now black people have a voice. Oh, okay. Like, you've represented them, white person. And I'm saying that in all, like, kindness, because, like, it's usually white people pass these laws.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. You know?
Well, the Health and Human Secretary's name is... Xavier Becerra, I don't know if he is Spanish or what, but he added the ban would also be a, quote, important step for advancing health equity. The proposed rules would help prevent children from becoming the next generation of smokers and help adult smokers quit. How many people who, when they were kids, started smoking just so they could try menthol cigarettes?
Yeah, seriously. When I was a kid, I would have smoked anything. I said when I was a kid, but when I was like a high schooler, I would have smoked anything some older kid gave me because I'd be like, wow, this is so cool.
Because it was cool.
Yeah.
The Food and Drug Administration said eliminating menthol cigarettes could prevent between 300,000 and 650,000 smoking deaths over 40 years. See, the blacks, according to the government, are just not smart enough to be able to make these decisions for themselves. So they need the good white man, Joe Biden, to step in and prohibit them from making all these bad choices.
He's got to be the most racist president I've ever
seen. Yeah, earlier last year he said that black and Latino people can't get on the internet.
He did say that.
So that's how why they don't have enough information about the vaccine.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
He really said that.
Maybe they're just defiant people that don't want to take orders from white people.
Yeah, maybe they know better than to listen to the government.
Yeah.
Menthol accounts for more than a third of cigarettes sold in the United States, and the mint flavor is favored by black smokers and young people, according to the AP. Menthol's cooling effect has been shown to mask the throat harshness of smoking, making it easier to start and harder to quit. The FDA said it will also seek to ban menthol and dozens of other flavors like grape and strawberry from cigars, which are increasingly popular with young people, especially black teens.
I've always wished that there was like grape and strawberry. Well, okay, when I was a cigarette smoker, I wished that there was grape and, you know, different
flavored
cigarettes, because of course they have that for like cigarillos and stuff like that. But I don't know why I'm even mentioning this. It's not a good thing.
Well, it sounds like they're trying to get rid of like blunt wraps and that sort of thing too.
And that's messed up. People aren't buying
black people you smoke weed.
Well, people, yeah, I was gonna say, aren't buying those to smoke them. Probably in a majority.
You know how many times you see on the side of the road with like someone just emptied out their cigar to fill it with weed?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's not those flavored cigars are not for just some people just smoking. They're cutting them open and they're filling them with weed and wrapping them back up.
I use them to stop smoking cigarettes. Sounds weird, but that was like the longest time I stopped smoking cigarettes, that was my like last louder step.
What were you doing?
I was just like, I'm gonna stop smoking, buying the cigarettes I like. I'm gonna buy these cigarillo things that are like grape, and like whenever I'm done smoking it, like a cigarette, just put it out, kept it in its bag in my car.
So you were using the tobacco.
I was smoking the tobacco, but it was like a short amount of time.
Maybe because they're trying to ban these cigars, maybe they're racist against Hondurans and Dominican Republic people, where most of these flavored cigars are coming from.
Could be.
Even though they say Dutch masters. Right? They're not Dutch at all, guys.
Well, maybe the company's owned by some Dutch or something like that.
Made in Honduras.
So they are coming after this net. And by the way, you've got something here, Joa, in the studio. You have a flavored vape.
Yeah, I've been sucking on this flavored vape.
You couldn't get that in Massachusetts, right?
I got it here in Keene.
No, I said you couldn't get a flavored
vape. No, there's no flavors in Mass.
Right? Like, they outlawed
it. You get tobacco flavored. Or natural flavor.
Didn't they outlaw menthols in Massachusetts a couple years ago, Jim?
Yeah, I was doing Uber in Cape Cod, and like some towns, like the larger towns, had banned the menthols, and I was a menthol smoker at that time, and I would have to, you know, I'd walk into a store, and they're like, oh, yeah, we don't have any menthols. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
And then they'll tell me, go over this town.
Next town over.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So I don't care. I'll make it there at some point during the day.
And people are going to go out of the country to get menthols now. They're going to smuggle them in, and I guarantee you, you're going to have counterfeit menthol Marlboro cigarettes or counterfeit Newports
with fentanyl in them.
With God knows what.
Or go to your local native tribe tobacco stores, and the federal government can't shut them down probably, right?
Good question. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill as Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testifies before the House Judiciary Committee. Republican Congressman Chip Roy from Texas.
How about the lost voices for people dying from fentanyl? The hundreds, the tens of thousands of Americans dying from fentanyl. Faces of Americans, faces of Americans across this country dying because of fentanyl pouring into our country.
Time in the gentleman has expired.
Mayorkas says he is proud of his service to the country and that the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. The White House wants lawmakers to quickly pass a new aid package for Ukraine. Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling it an urgent priority. The president asking for another $33 billion in additional taxpayer money for Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. President Biden says he's considering some forgiveness of federal student loan debt.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction.
Talking with reporters, Biden saying he's not considering $50,000 in debt reduction. There has been considerable speculation about what Biden may do about the crushing amount of student loan debt in the United States. An investigation by the World Health Organization into hepatitis cases in children is reporting new information. According to the WHO report, cases of severe hepatitis seen in children around the world may actually be linked to adenovirus infections, but say more investigation is needed. So far, the United States and 10 other countries have reported nearly 170 severe hepatitis cases in children between 1 month and 16 years old. The officials adding 74 of the children so far have tested positive for adenovirus. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Joa. And it was actually thanks to Sarah for bringing up this topic tonight. I had not heard. Apparently, the U.S. Federal Food and Drug Administration is now going to be banning cigarettes, not menthol cigarettes. So you can still smoke. You just can't use menthol cigarettes. And they're also going to also target flavored cigars. And the article says that they're citing the toll on black smokers and young people. And you pointed out, Bonnie, during the break that I had said blacks during the last segment, and it's obviously more appropriate to say black people. I didn't intend to dehumanize anyone here, but it's interesting that this article doesn't even refer to them as people. This AP report refers to them as black smokers and young people. So instead of saying black smokers and young smokers, no, it's black smokers and young people. But
wow, AP is the one that during Katrina, I think. Wait, where is AP from?
Associated Press. It's a national organization.
I think it was them that during Katrina they had pictures where it was like pictures of white people was like they're gathering supplies after Katrina, and then pictures of black people are like black people looting a store, and like people made a meme out of that, like showed how they were reporting it differently. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the government using black people to target new prohibition. They're using them as an excuse, saying that they're going to help
black people here by prohibiting things, when we know the truth is they're going to actually arrest more black people for this. And that's because it's likely that some percentage of black smokers are going to continue to want to smoke menthols. And so, therefore, they're going to turn to the black market in order to purchase those menthol cigarettes. Sure. And while menthols may not currently be available on the black market because, well, they're not prohibited quite yet, but it's coming. It's going to be finalized apparently before next year, and then companies would then have an additional year to phase out the product. So there's going to be a blowout period where everybody that's got an inventory of menthol cigarettes is going to be looking to sell it all, because there'll be a deadline by which, if they continue to sell after that deadline, they will then be prosecuted.
They could, you know, they could apply this flavoring logic to anything. Like, I can't drink alcohol straight.
Mm.
I have to flavor it.
To make it more palatable.
Yeah, so does that mean you're going to ban flavoring because that's encouraging me to drink more?
They might.
Wait, to
they
protect might. The ginger drinkers.
Yeah, the ginger drinkers. Like,
it wouldn't surprise me if they went after your nicotine vape.
Right?
Well, they already did in some states.
Yeah, but that's going to go federal at some point.
The other thing that happened during Trump was that they changed the smoking law that used to be in most states, 18?
21 now,
to 21
federally,
yep. And that's
again,
so ridiculous.
Massachusetts led the way on that one, too. Massachusetts had some of the towns went 21 only, and then the whole state went 21, and then all of the United States went 21.
Well, look, when you don't have a, when you have a public school system, like a public prison system, and you're not really educating the kids and not becoming mature because the parents are not taking care of them, that sort of thing, then, yeah, I mean, this average age of maturity is rising, and they're justifying, you know, oh, they can't make logical choices for themselves, or they're making poor choices, so we're going to have to raise the age. So when are they going to raise it again? When
like
they
30.
Make kids stupider? You know,
well, you ask an interesting question, and if you looked to, I think it's New Zealand and Denmark, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I believe those are the two countries that are experimenting with a new form of age restriction. Mm. So what they have determined is that if you are, and I'm just picking a date and an age, I don't know
okay.
exactly what these are, but if you are going to be the age of 21 in New Zealand before a certain year, then you will be able to smoke cigarettes. If, however, and let's just say it's 2025. So if you turn 21 before 2025, you're good to go. You can smoke cigarettes.
Like your grandfather kind of close.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Yep.
If, however, you are not 21 in the year 2025, if you're 20 years old or younger, sorry, you will never be able to buy cigarettes legally in your entire life.
What?
They're just going to ban it from then on out.
Yeah, they're banning a specific, starting at a specific year, they're just going to say, nope, no, you kids today, we're going to protect you from ever being able to smoke by threatening you with violence if you are to buy cigarettes.
So it's just so obviously a new thing for police to harass people about.
That's what it's always
been. I mean, imagine if somebody legally in the United States now bought some American Spirits, just some mild cigarettes, and then they opened them up and added some, like, menthol, mm-hmm. I don't know, peppermint essential oils or something, and then they're smoking them. A police officer could still go over and be like, that smells yep. like, I think I smell menthol on your breath. Like, turn around and put them in handcuffs and stuff. That's just an excuse for them to arrest more people.
Maybe if they want people to wear more masks, they make them menthol flavored.
Oh, my God.
That is a thing at raves, by the way.
What?
Yeah, so at raves, people use these VapoRub inhaler things.
Why?
I guess it's some sort of thing while you're on ecstasy, I guess. I've never really understood it personally, but
I don't know. It opens them up so they can breathe better. I don't know. I don't really understand.
They like the feeling
drug
of
or anything.
It. But what they'll do is they'll wipe the VapoRub inside a mask, and they'll put a mask on, and that way they're constantly smelling the VapoRub.
That sounds so bad.
This is before masks were a thing.
I kind of vaguely remember something like this.
Yeah, prior to 2020, if you ever saw somebody with a mask on at a rave, that was why. So let me just get a little more here from this story. They say that, quote, taking these products out of the legal marketplace, this is Altria, this is one of the major cigarette manufacturers, they say that we'll push them into unregulated criminal markets. We'll continue to engage in this long-term regulatory process. So these are not good guys. Altria, of course, is a major cigarette manufacturer. I mean, I'm not a fan of what they do, but they shouldn't be able to be stopped from doing their business. And you brought up a really interesting question, Joa. What about the Indian reservations? Are they going to be able to continue to make and sell menthol-based cigarettes without any infiltration or you know, interference?
I'm not sure if they're making a lot of them themselves. I'm not really sure about
that.
They
might be soon.
Well, yeah, they're going to want to. This incentive for them to make money on that. But, like, I think they're getting their deliveries from big manufacturers. So
really? They don't do their own?
I would think there's some of it going on. Honestly, I've never been to one.
Yeah, I've never went and bought cigarettes on them.
I've heard you can go to places and buy really cheap. Instead of buying a $100 carton, you can get it for, like, $15.
Oh, well, my God.
This is going to be interesting to see what happens, because I don't think the FDA can prohibit an individual from having a menthol cigarette. I think they can only do regulatory stuff.
So,
right?
Like selling it, manufacturing?
Right. So I think they can stop the manufacturers from doing it by punishing them with fines or whatever other threats. But the average person on the streets probably is not going to be in jeopardy unless states follow up with prohibitions.
The federal government didn't make it illegal? The FDA just...
This is an FDA rulemaking process, and they are still in the process, so they've released their plan at this point. It's not an officially done deal, but it's basically a... I mean, it's going to happen. They're moving forward with
this. If the FDA recommends, then the federal government makes it illegal, or...
No. A regulatory agency like the FDA is granted rulemaking so-called authority. So, you know how Congress passes these laws that are like thousands of pages long, right?
Yeah.
And they never read them?
Yep.
Well, there's a ton more regulations that Congress never even sees. So there's the thousand, multi-thousand page laws that Congress passes, and of course they don't read it. But then what they do when they make new bureaucracies is they say, okay, we're going to create the FDA. And the FDA has ability to make all these rules over all these different areas, and they just have to go through a process.
But so what I was saying earlier was dumb about like a cop pulling someone over for smelling like menthol. That's not going to happen?
That will happen if states prohibit menthol.
Oh, okay.
So if a state, say Massachusetts, now Massachusetts I think only prohibited the sale of it. I don't think they prohibited the possession, but I could be wrong. I don't know. It is Massachusetts.
They must have not, because people come up to New Hampshire to drive and get the...
Yeah, good point.
You can't bring flavored vapes into Mass.
Mm. Oh, that's right. They did do that. We talked about that.
You'll get a fine for that.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. You may do that right now at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here tonight. Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Joa. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features on the site. You can subscribe via our podcast. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to our RSS feeds there. There's one that's got all of the content that we put out. There's one that's digest only, and there's one that's full shows only. You pick whichever one's best for you and subscribe via your favorite podcast client. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com to find those. And we're going to go back to the phones here. Olivia is on the line in Arizona. Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I had several points to make about this ridiculous proposed ban on flavored cigarettes. And granted, this is coming from someone who enjoyed a clove cigarette today.
Hmm.
But the first point was, I hate to disagree with Bonnie, but I really enjoy essential oils, and I feel like they make me feel better, but that's just my experience. But I have been to...
I definitely don't think they should be made illegal or something like that. I was just trying to make a point to Sarah.
Oh, that is a good point, because they can always come out with evidence that anything's bad for you. Yeah.
And that's the other thing. Really. I'm not saying I know essential oils are bad for you. I've just been seeing people talking about it recently and showing their, you know, proof or whatever. But there's also, I could go and find proof that it's not bad for you. So it's like, it's hard to really know.
If you think they're good for you, then I say more power to you.
Yeah, if it makes you feel better.
Yeah, but that was a great point, actually, because they can come up with any data. They can skew data any way they want to ban whatever they feel like it at the moment. But I have been to a reservation tobacco shop, actually more than one, because I live in Arizona and there's lots of reservations. In fact, there's a really nice cigar bar called Owl Ear on the Maricopa reservation in Scottsdale. But I haven't really seen that they grow, like, they grow their own tobacco and make their own products. It's kind of like they sell the major brands just at a cheaper price, like the prices. So that's what I've seen so far. But
It's because there's like no tax on it. That's why.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's nice, too.
Well, what we learned was that the Seneca Nation in New York, they do, it looks like, manufacture their own cigarettes. It's done in Canada, but it's the Six Nations or whatever is involved in that. So some of the Indian folks are actually doing their own manufacturing.
Oh, awesome. That's the way it should be, you know. But I just wanted to make one comparison here. Remember when the FDA banned ephedrine? And then methamphetamine got so much worse. There's actually a really excellent article on The Atlantic called I Don't Know That I Would Even Call It Meth Anymore. It's so chemically different that it puts people into catatonia and insanity and homelessness. You guys got to cover this article one day. And it was all because ephedrine comes from a natural plant, the ephedra plant. And then they banned that. And so then they started finding ways to chemically synthesize it with really toxic really toxic chemicals, and now it's just a poison that
made it even worse, made something that was bad even more deadly and dangerous to people.
Right, like they interviewed people who had done meth for 10 years and they were highly functioning, and then this new stuff came out of nowhere and they became homeless, they lost their minds. And it used to be very niche, like you couldn't find it just anywhere. Well, now that they can synthesize it cheaply, it's everywhere.
It is odd to me how readily available meth is. Like, so many people I know have done meth, and I'm just like, what? Like, where do you, how do you do that? Like, it's crazy. It's just so easy to go get meth.
Thank you, Olivia, for the call tonight. I appreciate you sharing that. And that's, of course, what's going to happen here in this situation is people that want to continue to smoke menthols, they will find a way.
Yeah, like I said, it's super easy to go find meth. And obviously, that's super illegal.
Yeah, so it's going to go through. There's going to be a couple different ways that I can immediately think of. One, the obvious one, the black market's going to start selling menthol cigarettes. Your local meth dealers are going to start selling menthol packs of menthols that
they're
getting.
And maybe they have crap in them, too. You know,
well,
like,
that's the thing. If they're made on the black market, there are already counterfeit cigarettes. Okay, that's already a thing. You can already go on like a darknet market and you can order counterfeit cigarettes. And the idea is that if you're an unscrupulous dealer, you would then go and sell these fake Marlboros or whatever for less than what you would pay at the store for an actual pack of Marlboros. Your average cigarette buyer may or may not know the difference, may or may not care. They may figure, oh, I'm getting a pack of cigarettes for less. You know, you live in New York City where a pack of cigarettes is $15. If you can come in there with a pack at $8 or $9 or $10, then, you know, you're undercutting the legal market and you make some good money on that.
I would say, like, some of the most popular, like, menthols, you might not be able to buy them anymore, but if a black market is going to rise up of menthol cigarettes, I'm hoping they're actually be healthier, as in they can't afford to throw in all those toxic ingredients. So maybe, you know, the black market will solve a problem about people doing the menthol.
I that's really optimistic. I've heard.
I know, I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
I've heard that these black market cigarettes are not as good, that there's something about them. I don't know what they put in them. I don't. I presume maybe somebody
not
has
cured
actually,
right or something.
Yeah, or maybe they're going moldy. Yeah, that's another great point. Because that's what you get in the black market in cannabis. Sometimes you get moldy cannabis, so why wouldn't you get the same thing with tobacco? There's no quality control. If it sits on a pallet in a warehouse for a year before it moves out, no one cares as long as they can move it to the next guy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what else I think they're going to do is, I bet you this already exists. I wouldn't know what to go exactly search for, but I'd be willing to bet something like this exists. A menthol additive. Like a little dropper.
That's what I was imagining. Like something like that does exist. Like essential oils. You get this.
But can you smoke them?
Well, yeah, you could.
Like if you go to like places around here, like Smoker's Haven or like these smoke shops, they do sell like this stuff that like liquid to put on your cigarettes or smokables to make them taste a certain way. So that could be a way to do it.
And actually, nobody take my word for that. I don't know that you can smoke menthol. I mean, essential oils.
Yeah, whether or not it's good for you to do these things is another question, but those products will exist. And people will just take a pack of Marlboro Reds, and they'll do a little stripe of menthol down the top of each one.
But that's what I was talking about earlier, and what if the states do make menthol, like other than Massachusetts, but if all the states make menthols illegal, and then the cops are, you know, arresting people on suspicion of owning a menthol cigarette, when all they did was add an additive, like you were saying.
Yeah, that could
like,
be, instead of saying, I smell marijuana in your car, I smell menthol in your car, and like, how do you prove it, all this stuff, you know.
It could be going there. Let's go to this on-screen caller. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm wondering about Bitcoin. It seems to me like, since that's a fiat currency as well as the U.S. fiat currency, how does that offer an improvement? It's going to fail.
It's going to fail.
It doesn't sound like you're wondering anything. It sounds like that was a statement. But so, yeah, I don't know how you can just say that it's a fiat currency. Fiat means it has no value except that the people who created it said, this is the value. That's not the case with Bitcoin. Bitcoin has value because it is it's scarce. It also has utility. The dollar itself doesn't have all these amazing utilities that Bitcoin has.
Yeah, you can't make it out of thin air. So there has to be proof of work for the values to incur. So like you, there is a track of it.
That's a good point. There's a lot of actual computer time and math that goes into making it secure. So when you say it's going to fail, what do you mean? It's going to go to zero?
The U.S., every fiat is. I can fill my keys with gold, but I can't fill them with Bitcoin or the U.S. dollar.
Good luck taking that gold out of the country.
He's trying to say that because it's not a physical product, it's fiat. That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you really understand what Bitcoin is.
Or what you're talking about.
But is it your prediction that Bitcoin's going to go to zero, sir? Is that what you will determine?
I'll put a bet on that for you.
Well, that would be what you think means it has failed?
Okay, high voice, Bonnie. I'll take that bet.
I don't know who you are.
Are you discriminatory against high voices?
Yeah, you
do you like your women
voice.
With low voices?
Well, from now on, I'm going to talk like this to you when you call in, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I wish you'd called in at an earlier point, caller, because I would have loved to have had a better discussion with you about that.
Why? He doesn't know what he's talking about. He
clearly
even...
doesn't, but I wish we had more than a minute and a half or whatever to talk to him about it.
I just want to make it clear, I wasn't making fun of you, Bonnie.
Oh, I know.
Bonnie, obviously we don't have a whole lot of time here for the student loans, and you're probably not going to be back for a few days. Did you want to talk about that later?
Basically, all I had to say about it was that Joe Biden is hinting at that he might do something concerning his campaign promise of erasing student debt, and I think that's a horrible idea. It doesn't make sense that people took on debt, and now people who didn't take on debt, people who don't have college educations, need to be footed the bill for people who went to college when they couldn't afford it.
Right, because somebody's got to pay for that, right?
Sounds like he's trying to accelerate the crash.
Can he do this on his own? Wouldn't he need Congress to pass some sort of bill?
It's just whisperings right now. It's like that. This, yeah.
You know, it's gonna be just for black people first.
I don't know.
Because Joe Biden's racist, he has to make do.
Keep us in the loop, Bonnie, if this continues to develop, and maybe the caller will call in tomorrow night earlier in the show.
Yeah, please.
And we could talk about Bitcoin, why he thinks it's going to fail when it's currently at about $40,000 per...
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.